In the name of God, who is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Amen.
As I walked into the church this morning and saw the faces of everybody, I can assume only one thing. You read the lessons early. I saw so many long faces. These lessons make people very nervous. You know, we hear what happens to the weeds. We certainly don't want to be weeds, do we? Yet there's hope through it all. And there is a very important lesson in the gospel itself. The weeds remain with the wheat. You don't uproot them. This actually goes back to our Bible study. We actually had a lot of fun with the word judgment and what judgment actually was. So to be more concise, because people are so afraid of this word judgment, I actually looked up the definition. Do you know what judgment means? To make a concise and informed decision. That's all. That's the type of judgment the Bible talks about, to make a concise and informed decision. Judgment, not condemnation. See, the purpose of that is to actually help some of the weeds become wheat. Some of the wolves to become sheep. However you want to look at it. But this was predestined even before the New Testament was written. We know that because we have the passage from Isaiah. Pretty much saying this is what's going to happen. And who's actually going to be doing it? Enter onto the into the scene, Christ. You see, we're allowed to make informed decisions. We're allowed to have morals. We're allowed to be happy. We're allowed to have friends that are weeds. We're allowed to be weeds. It's our choice. Not something to necessarily be afraid of. Maybe something to be concerned about. But ultimately, we are not the one who decides. Don't be afraid of these hard lessons. Don't be afraid of hard things you hear in Scripture. Oftentimes, they are never what we see. Now, it's true, there have been people that have taken these passages and they've done a great disservice to them, to say the very least. People have been injured by them, to say the very least. But it goes back to our Christian duty, whether we're talking about judgment, whether we're talking about weeds, wolves, fellow Christians, non-believers. There is a duty of every Christian to love your neighbor as yourself, to love God above all with every part of your being. Those are the requirements. Everything else is gravy. We aren't the reapers. We don't decide who are weeds and who are not. Very rarely do you have Christ actually sit there and explain exactly what he's talking about. So the fact that he does this should actually make us pay attention more. Why would he say this flat out? It's something to be aware of. I love it when all this stuff dovetails with the Bible study. Power corrupts, absolute power corrupts absolutely. Judgment, condemnation, all of this. It's all bound up into this. We have a simple responsibility as a Christian. We judge, meaning we make informed, concise decisions upon what we know. We follow Christ. We love our neighbor. The rest will take care of itself. With or without our help, and honestly, it'll be without our help. But that also gives us hope in today's world. One of the other things we talked about, and I have to admit that it kind of disturbed me, when one of the people in the Bible study actually brought up this idea of our skewed morals. And they're skewed morals from my standpoint, maybe not from somebody else's. But it was simply this. It's not considered cheating anymore unless you get caught. So it's actually okay to cheat, just don't get caught. You've already been caught. There's already someone who knows. That's not how we ever played. I remember when I first went to college, we were told day one, if you are suspected of cheating, you will be suspended from school and investigated. If you are found to be cheating, you will be expelled from school. They don't do that anymore. It's become a norm. It's become a standard. But as Paul says, we don't deal with things that are seen. We deal with the unseen. See, the world has shifted and has only ever really understood everything to be in ideas of the flesh. What we can see, what we can touch, what we can taste, what we can smell. Most especially what we can do. Not what we should do, but what we can do. That's not what Paul's talking about. The hope that we have, we don't see, but we still hope for it. That hope, because we hope so hard, means that we do things a different way. We understand things a different way. And I won't say better or worse, that's for all of you to decide. But what I will say is I think that hope allows us to understand things deeper than many people. So, don't have long faces. Don't worry about weeds. That'll take care of itself. Don't worry about the trials and tribulations of every day. You have a hope. Worry about being Christians. Worry about following Christ. Worry about being kind to one another. Worry about following and loving God. And the gardener will tend his garden. Amen.